Sacrifice in Islam. Sacrifice in Islam. Sacrifice in Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series Islam and Sacrifice and in this episode inshallah we'll be discussing the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام but before we get into that An excellence of Durood Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel at my grave and he has given this angel the power to hear the voices of all of creation. Meaning, anytime somebody recites salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that angel hears it and it conveys it to me as well. And how does he convey it to me? He says, so-and-so, son of so-and-so has recited salat upon you. Meaning the reciter's name is mentioned as well as his father's. Subhanallah, the scholars of Islam have said, an angel who in fact is a servant of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he has been given this much power to hear the recitation of Durood Sharif wherever it may be across the world, then imagine the hearing power of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. When a distressed ummati calls out to him, will he not hear? Of course he will, and he will also assist. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the blessed month of Zulhijjah, we hear often about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. Why do we hear about the noble father and the honorable son? Because the scholars have mentioned that it was on the 8th of Zulhijjah when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had a dream in which he was commanded to sacrifice his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. On the 9th of Zulhijjah he had the same dream and on the 10th of Zulhijjah he had the very same dream. And thereafter he made a firm intention to act upon this dream and to sacrifice his son Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. So he set out with his son who was roughly 7 years of age and according to a narration 13 years of age and according to other nations, a bit older. He took his son, and his son was compliant with this order. His son, he did not complain, he did not hesitate. He said, in fact, as mentioned in the Quran, يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ O father, do as you have been commanded. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ You will find me to be, inshallah, from the patient ones. So Ibrahim alayhi salam tied up his son, placed him face down, forehead facing the ground, sharpened the knife. As he tried to sacrifice his son, miraculously the knife would not cut the blessed neck of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And he tried a number of times, 3 in total, and each time he was unsuccessful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Jibreel alayhi salam to bring a ram in place of Ismail alayhi salam, and that ram was sacrificed instead. Now this was the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a test for Ibrahim alayhi salam and he passed it. Allah Jalla wa Ala states in the Quran in Surah Safat verses 104 till 107 وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ And we called out, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا You have made the dream come true. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ And this is how we reward the righteous ones. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ Indeed, this was a clear test, and we rescued him in exchange of a great sacrifice as a ransom. Subhanallah. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail alayhi salam, they showed great patience, resoluteness, determination, willpower upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not take a step back. They did not hesitate. And before I continue speaking about the sacrifices of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, let me briefly mention his biography. Now Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in an area named Ahwaz and later on his father moved him to Babel and Babel was the city of Namrud, the tyrant ruler. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam, his name Ibrahim is a Suryani word and there's different interpretations regarding the meaning. One interpretation is that Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, a merciful father. And the reason for this is that he was very merciful with children. hence the title Ibrahim, Abun Rahim. Another interpretation of the name is Abram. And Abram means somebody who is an elderly person. And since Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the father of those prophets who came after him, and he's respected by even the polytheists of Arabia, he is known as Ibrahim. Now his kunya is Abu Dayfan, someone who is extremely hospitable. And the reason behind this is that it's famously mentioned regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam that he wouldn't have any meal without a guest, subhanallah. And in regards to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam and his knowledge, his wisdom, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with immense knowledge and wisdom. And he had made him observe the heavens and the earth. Allah Jalla wa Ala states in Surah Al-An'am, verse 75, وَكَذَلِكَ نُرِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ مَلَكُوتَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلِيَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُوقِنِينَ. Translation from Kalam Iman, and likewise, we showed Ibrahim the entire kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and so that he be of those who believe as eyewitnesses. Subhanallah. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam possessed certain attributes, certain exclusive attributes that were specific to him. Let me mention some of them. After our noble prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest prophet in terms of rank is Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam is the father of all the prophets who came after him. The followers of all religions honor and revere him. Sacrifice qurbani that we do in Dhul-Hijjah, this is in remembrance of this great qurbani of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, meaning when he was willing to sacrifice his son, Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. The Hajj rites, they are performed in remembrance of him. He is the first to have built the Kaaba and made it shaped like a house. And people stand near Maqam Ibrahim. What is Maqam Ibrahim? This is that area in Masjid al-Haram where the footprints of Ibrahim alayhi salam are. And people stand near there facing the Qibla and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala has declared this one of the clear signs. Fihi ayatun bayyinat maqamu Ibrahim. And another exclusive attribute is that he alayhi salam and his wife Sayyida Sara radiyallahu ta'ala anha, they look after those Muslim children who pass away at a young age in Alamul Barzakh. And they'll do so from death until resurrection. So these were some exclusive attributes of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. Moving on, let us mention some other sacrifices of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam was born in an environment, in an area where people were polytheists, they would worship false deities. And when he announced his prophethood and he openly called people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Tawheed and to follow him, they rejected him, just like it was the case with many other prophets before him. But he did not give up. He gave da'wah to his uncle even, Azar. But his uncle refused, his uncle was stubborn. The Quran mentions this and it says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. When he said to his father, "Oh my father, why do you worship one which neither hears nor sees and cannot benefit you in any way? O my father, indeed a knowledge has come to me which did not come to you. Therefore follow me, I will show you the straight path." Now here, I just want to clarify something. The word father has been used in the verse, but scholars have said, the likes of Sadrul Afadil Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayh, that in the famous Arabic dictionary Qamus, it mentions that Azar was the uncle of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this is who is referred to in this verse of the Quran. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi also mentions this point and this view in Masarikul Hunafa. And in the Arab world, it was a custom to refer to your uncle as your father. So this is something that should be noted. It's not his biological, his actual father that's being referred to. It's his uncle Azar. And there is a dalil for this. For example, in Surah Baqarah, it states, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهُمْ وَحِدًا. In this verse, Ismail alayhi salam has been referred to as the father of Ya'qub alayhi salam. But we know that in reality, he wasn't his father, he was his am, he was his uncle. So hopefully that's clarified now. Going back to the point, when Ibrahim alayhi salam invited his uncle. His uncle replied by saying, قَالَ أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرْجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيًّا. He said, what, you turn away from my gods? O Ibrahim, if you do not desist, I will certainly stone you and keep no relation with me for a long while. Now, dear viewers, look at this. Ibrahim al-Islam's life was on the line, but he did not shy away from the hukum of Allah, the command of Allah to propagate the deen. Subhanallah, he was patient upon this. He was ready to sacrifice even his life. And when Ibrahim al-Islam saw that his uncle Azar refused to accept his message, he turned to his nation and he began to invite them as well. And they displayed a similar sort of arrogance, stubbornness, and they rejected his message. And they were so infuriated, they went to the extent of saying, let us kill him or burn him. The Quran states, قَالُوا اقْتُلُوهُ أَوْ حَرِّقُوهُ. They said, kill him or burn him. Ma'adallah. This is mentioned in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 24. Now, Sadr al-Afadil Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi, he explains what they did to try and burn him. They gathered various firewood and they ignited a huge fire. And they tied Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and using a catapult, ma'adallah, they threw him into the fire. But look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ibrahim alayhi salam wasn't fearful. He kept saying, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. And he believed that Allah was sufficient for him. Jibreel alayhi salam descended and said, can I help you? Can I assist you? He said, no, I am not in need of your assistance. And then Jibreel alayhi salam said, ask help from Allah. And look at the beautiful reply of Ibrahim alayhi salam, showing his firm conviction, firm belief that Allah will help him. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing about me and my current situation, is sufficient for me and I don't need to ask him. He knows what situation I'm in, meaning he will help me. Subhanallah. But then, thereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did assist his beloved bondsman, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Thereupon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did assist his beloved servant, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he commanded the fire, Ya naru, kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, become cool and peaceful upon Ibrahim. Subhanallah. And this is what happened. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not suffer at all. This is a miracle. And this was the qudra, the power of Allah jalla wa ala. So what do we learn? We learn that in the face of hardship, in the face of calamity, we must remain patient. We must show sabr. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills to place us in a difficulty, we should be content with His divine decree. Just like Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was ordered to sacrifice his son. He was willing to go ahead with it. Here he was commanded to propagate the deen. He did so even though his life was on the line. And he did not hesitate. He did not refrain from fulfilling this command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And let me mention some narrations to you, to encourage you. In one narration it states that whoever observes patience upon a calamity until it is removed, observing excellent patience, Allah Azza wa Jal will write 300 degrees for him, 300 ranks for him. And the distance between each degree will be equal to the distance between the earth and the sky. Subhanallah. And another narration states, and this is in Al-Mustadrak of Imam Hakim, that Allah Azza wa Jal afflicts a person with difficulty until that difficulty removes his sins. Subhanallah. So every situation is a win-win situation for a believer. Whether you're enjoying life, whether your life is going as you want or it's not. Remember, every situation is a blessing for a believer. Either his ranks are being raised or his sins are being forgiven. Subhanallah. Another account. This is the last account and inshallah I will discuss what points we learn from this account as well. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was quick to act upon the ahkam of Allah, the hukam of Allah, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took his wife, Sayyidatuna Hajira radiyallahu anha, and his newborn son Ismail alayhi salam from Syria all the way to Makkah Park. And in Makkah Park, at that time it was a barren land, lonely desert, desolate, nobody there, mountains as well. And he took some provisions, a few dates, and some water for his family, and then he was about to leave. His wife, his blessed wife, called out and said, O Ibrahim, where are you going? Leaving us here in this barren land, in this desolate land. He didn't reply. And until eventually she said, just answer me this question. Are you leaving us here by your own will or by the command of Allah? And he said, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then she said, subhanAllah, look at her belief in Allah jalla wa ala. She said, if that is the case, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow harm to come to me or my son Ismail alayhi salam. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. After this, Ibrahim alayhi salam made a lengthy dua and returned. A few days later, the dates and water ran out. I can imagine she is in need of water, food. So is the son. And Ismail alayhi salam is crying. He's rubbing his heels on the ground. And then she runs, subhanAllah, she famously runs from Safa to Marwa 7 times. And this is something we reenact in Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved this striving of hers so much that he made it compulsory upon all those who perform Hajj and Umrah to do this as well, to run between Maqame Safa and Marwa, subhanAllah. So we're remembering the pious people of Allah jalla wa'ala. Ismail alayhi salam was rubbing his feet on the ground. And Jibreel alayhi salam was ordered to descend and strike at that very same place. What happened? Water gushed forth. Zamzam water, subhanAllah. And we know that Zamzam water, this takes the place of food and drink. It quenches a person's thirst and it satiates a person as well. So they survived on this, alhamdulillah. And it's mentioned that when Ismail alayhi salam grew older, he was able to hunt, and that's how he would bring food for his mother and himself as well. Later on, the tribe of Jurham, they came. They saw that there was a spring here. They decided to settle there. They inhabited that area. And later on, Ismail alayhi salam married someone from that tribe and had offspring as well. And like this, the city of Makkah, alhamdulillah, became populated. And today, subhanAllah, when you go, you can find fruits of all seasons, provisions of all kinds. Alhamdulillah, there is no shortage in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And as we know, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also blessed that land, and he was born there as well. So dear viewers, what do we learn from these few accounts? We learn that we must always be patient. Look on the bright side. Look at the blessings Allah has given you. If we have one difficulty in our life, we've got millions of blessings on the other side. And we tend to forget. We always focus and magnify that one difficulty, that worry, that hardship, and we forget all those blessings. And the blessings are such, subhanAllah, we're breathing, we can see, we can hear, our a'za, salamat, we can use our limbs, we have been given food, drink, we're very well off, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we have so many blessings. And Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try and enumerate the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to list them. There are so many. So instead of focusing on those difficulties, we should remain patient. Now, what's the reward of being patient and any difficulty that reaches us? What's the reward of going through that difficulty? First of all, in Sahih Bukhari, it states, the Prophet ﷺ said, no calamity, no distress, no sorrow, no sadness, no anxiety befalls a Muslim, even if it's the prick of a thorn, except that Allah expiates his sins due to that. SubhanAllah. Any difficulty that comes, removes our sins. So there is only khair in difficulties for us as well. They come as a test for us. We have to pass the test. Look at Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Passed every single test. Became the Khalil of Allah, the close friend of Allah Jalla wa Ala. So dear viewers, be patient. Always be happy with the divine will, the decree of Allah Jalla wa Ala. When we perform qurbani, it shouldn't just be a case of giving money to someone and that's it, my qurbani is done. Taqwa, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, taqwa reaches him. Our piety. And when sacrificing, we should sacrifice our whims and desires. Sacrificing an animal, this is obviously a hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what's the maqsad, what's the deeper purpose of sacrifice? To sacrifice our desires and always follow the hukam of Allah. Submit to Allah. This is what Islam is, submission. And as a Muslim, we submit to Allah and we say, Labbaik ya Allah. And we are here. We are here at your command. Whatever you order us to do, we are here. And remember, this will only benefit us. Allah does not benefit from our worship. It benefits us in this world and in the hereafter as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us true love for the Anbiya alayhi salam, enable us to sacrifice as they sacrificed and to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sacrifice in Islam. Sacrifice in Islam.